phone's ringing. It's my wife. I'll be back in just a minute if you're around. Indy 7-3.
For DJW Mobile.
DJW, KO4, and it's morning, Dave.
Good morning, Fred. Did you get that email I sent to you and Gary?
If I did yet or not, give me 1 second. Let me pull over and I'll find out. I'm actually in the parking lot of Home Depot.
Okay, well, I sent it last night. He's going to check on that question you had and get back to you.
Right now, as we speak, I don't have an email from you, actually.
It's gone in a junk mail or something, but I've replied to all on yours, and then I added Gary to it and posed the question about the tower to him, and he's going to look into it and get back to you.
One of my father, actually, I think he was the one interested in it.
In the tower. Okay, that may very well be. I thought it was you. I'm not used to dealing with him yet, but okay, then that could have been for him.
Yeah, it's very possible. I know he was talking about getting that tower soon, especially considering what he's got planned.
The tower that the guy from, was asking the club about, the guy from Midwest, he was asking about a tower in Greenville that he was trying to sell from the... He was in the Midwest, but the tower was in Greenville.
That one, then. I know about the one that was posted on the swap net, folds over in half, that had a set of beams on it and everything.
Okay, yeah, that's a different one. This one doesn't fold over. The one that they... It was not this past meeting, but the meeting before last.
I'd be interested in that one more so than me. I'll be honest, Dave. I was asleep when that meeting happened yesterday.
Now, or is he back over in Germany?
For right now, he's actually dealing with everything in the States for right now. His passport ended up being expired, so he's got to wait for it to be renewed before he can fly back out again.
How are you doing? How's the robot programming coming?
For you, and I lost a little bit of their, mine, not yours. I'm not used to this area I'm driving around in right now.
I'm down in a hole myself, but if you hear me, how's the robot programming going?
It's going pretty good. Actually, everything's starting to slow down in my job a little bit. I'm still dealing with the robots, though, but slowing down as slow as can be, at least. But as for me, though, I'm doing absolutely fantastic right now. I'm actually on a bit of a fox hunt for that QRM.
What kind of setup you got?
I'm set up right now, which is AFTM300D, and I have just a Comet mobile antenna with a mount in the back of my car. We'll see what I can do in the Citadel Mall area today, and if this guy comes on, man, it's game on with that fox hunt.
I got my rotary out for my Yagi that's connected to the DK Snipper from Australia, and making it so that I can go mobile. Got to connect the Raspberry Pi to a satellite antenna rotor that I built a while back, and I burned out the stepper drivers. So I was looking up some new stepper motor drivers on the internet to see. I found some on Amazon for $22. I got to make sure that they can hold the current and wire that all back up and put it in my truck, and I'll have something similar to that.
Interesting there. You going on a fox hunt for it as well soon?
Hey, might as well. I'm retired. Something to do, right?
I thought you had that honeydew list as well.
Yeah, that honeydew list is never going to go away. You can burn them all off really, really fast, and it'll fill up quicker than you burn them off.
ID. Well, that is definitely one thing I have to look forward to in my future, then.
AW. Yeah, that's kind of like when you own a house. You're doing maintenance on it all the time. It doesn't matter how hard you work on it, there's always something else to do. So you might as well enjoy life while you're going down that journey.
You're there, Dave. You're absolutely correct there.
It's you that can pick up that baton and run with it. That's the way I look at it. Keep it going. Until my replacement shows up.
I'll replace you as far as I know.
We're all replaceable. We all will be replaced eventually.
Yeah, it sounds like me and my job. I got funny feeling they might be looking to get rid of me soon. Small hunch I got.
What did you look for today? Is today a fox hunt day, or you just got anything else on the schedule?
What I'm going to do, I'm waiting for this guy to come on, so that way the fox hunt really begins. I'm driving around the Simpsonville area right now, just like I said, kind of driving around, waiting for this guy to come on, so I can, at the very least, get a signal report for Chad, so we can kind of triangulate where he's at. But besides that, it's like I'm going home today right around 8, and I actually got some spray paint. I got to paint up a little bit of a prop that I 3D printed recently.
Is that what you said? I had a motorcycle go by. It was kind of loud. It blanked you out.
Affirmative. I'm actually printing. I will be painting a prop that I 3D printed off my 3D printer recently.
What 3D printer did you get?
For 3B2. It's actually a very, very nice little printer. And, Dave, let me tell you what, man. I threw some upgrades on there, and that thing is absolutely kicking butt.
What's your work area volume? Like, is it a foot cubed, or is it bigger than a foot on one of the dimensions? That's what I was looking at a lot of them, and they look like their printing area is kind of limited.
Volume is millimeters at least. It is 220 by 220 the build plate. And go up to 250 mil, but I haven't printed anything that high yet. For a bit of a reference, my dad's little mobile, he has a Kenwood. I don't know which one it is, but he wanted me to print them off a mountain bracket, and it fit on the printing bed, believe it or not.
Have you experimented much? And I'm pulling into the transfer station, so I might lose you for a little bit when it's my turn to unload. But have you experimented with different material that you're printing, like rubberized material versus hard plastic?
I get that flexible filament stuff, and I can't do it quite yet. I don't have the right setup, and I'd have to do a lot of modifications in my printer to do that. But I printed with PLA. That seems to be the easiest one to really get into, and I printed with PETG. PETG is an absolute nightmare to print with, but when you get it dialed in, man, that thing prints like nobody's business.
And how about the surface finish on those? You get a pretty decent surface finish on the side?
Actually, pretty impressive. I mean, you can tell there's layer lines there, but if you look at it from a distance, it don't look half bad at all. And for what I got plans for, I may only have to take like 400 grit sandpaper to it just to smooth it out a little bit.
Things are coming a long way. I see some of them are printing metal now too, and then going back and machining it, and you can't even tell it was printed after they machine it. Anyway, it's my turn up. That's pretty good. I got here early and there's no line. Anyway, if you're still there when I get out, I'll catch you afterwards. KO4N and HW4DJW.
I'll give you a shout. This is KO4NNH Mobile monitoring.
JW Mobile.
KO4NNH. Welcome back, Dave.
It's going early. Get in and get out. Don't have to sit there and wait.
I thought it would take you at least a good 30 minutes or something like that.
It used to when I went later in the day. They lined up all the way around the building. But not anymore. Not that I don't have to. Normally, I'd be working right now. But since I'm not working, I can do this instead.
What did you do for a living?
Different things. I started out in the lab at Michelin and went from the lab to the machine shop. And in the machine shop, I did electro-discharge machining. And then I went into CNC programming. And then I went into software development. So from software development, I went into software architecture, and then from that, I went into management, and then quit. And now I'm retired, and I fiddle around with programming computers for the most part, Raspberry Pis or Windows, whatever they need to be. Mostly using fourth generation languages, no 4GLs.
Impressive. Yeah, I've been a maintenance tech for two different plants, a press technician for one and a robot technician for the one I'm at right now. And the world's maybe different, but a lot of it's the same to me.
Yeah, it's that was kind of fun. I enjoyed it. I got some side benefits off of it, being able to write software for a computer and really staying up late night studying to understand how to make them resilient. Go ahead, Keith.
KN4CHY. I'm headed into work for a change. It's kind of a weird feeling, but I heard you talking about CNCs, and I didn't know we had similar lineages. Over.
Actually, my job, we have CNCs, but unfortunately, I don't think we get to play with those, but I'm more or less Mr. Bannock Robotics and KUKA Robotics, funnily enough, more so Bannocks than the KUKAs, but I know the whole variety of things in the robotics world.
Let me see if I got it. I'd like to know more about robotics. I've never done robotics. I've done CNC, but not robotics, so I think that would be interesting. I think things happen, it's more about time and motion with robotics than it was with CNC. CNC is like, get the tool over here, push it in this far, and then run it up to this position, and then back it out, and repeat over and over again. Whereas robotics, I think that's totally different. That would be really interesting.
A little bit of robotic welding wasn't my primary job, but my boss man, that was his primary job. So I got to play with we had a huge C-frame robotic welder. We actually, the trailers that they pulled behind Deuce and a Half back in the day, this is like early 90s vintage, we could weld up one of those trailer chassis. Over.
Impressive, yeah. And, what I deal with every day on a daily basis is the, we build cabs for a whole variety of customers. I'm under NDA, I can't really say who, but we build a bunch of cabs, and it's, and at least at my job, it's more so about the clearances and tolerances, especially the free space that we have to play with, to move the robots around within a, within its own little space, so to speak. And it's, when something's off, let me tell you, something is off, especially with the robot.
To that that I've ever had, W4DJW, is with a friend of mine when I was at Bank of America, and he had a bunch of kids that he would teach in his off hours how to do robots that fought in a cage. I know you've seen those robot battles that they have on TV. Well, he had groups of kids that competed against other groups of kids, and he would teach them how to build the robot themselves and then how to program the robot, and then they'd put them in a cage and fight with each other. I thought that looked, that was kind of fun, but I'd hate to put all that work into it just to have somebody destroy it.
Yeah, we used to sponsor our first team, first robotics team here in Oklahoma years ago. We hadn't done it in a long time. I wish I'd get back into it, but it's really cool to see those kids dealing with that stuff. And you know, you get one every now and then that you see their eyes light up when they get into it, and it's like, oh yeah, he's gonna go places. But yeah, my primary job for years was a setup man. Robot programming, basically what we did is you put the torch in at the starting point, and then, you know, you hit like a memory button, and then you move it to the other ending point, get all your angles right, and it would make the transitions in between by itself. So it was pretty easy. It wasn't really programming. You're just teaching at the points, and it would take it from there. So but yeah, most of my career was spent setting up mills and lathes, and transitioned over into engineering, new design work mostly nowadays. Over.
Thanks for ID. Wow, that's actually pretty impressive. My day-to-day pretty much consists of more so touching up things than actually really getting the nitty-gritty programming. But let me tell you what, though, if I ever got to program a robot, I can do it like nobody's business, especially on the fly. My job will tell you that many times I made edits on the programming side, at least besides just touching up points. Maybe they're always surprised whenever they ask, hey, why is the
Why did the line go down when you did that? I pretty much like, well, I did it in the background. But now in the nitty-gritty program inside, at least for a fan, it's not necessarily difficult, but it also can be very complicated depending upon how your setup is. But as for the welding thing, though, actually, I knew about the MIG welding, and that's actually how we do it at my job as well, is the start point, the end point, everything in between, the robot weaves and circles or whatever you tell it to do in between.
Interesting, especially developing the software that reads the wheel position when you press the button, and then it reads the position when you press the other button, and then writes the code that moves him over there. Write the source code to generate the code that moves from one point to another. Either arc transition or linear transition on each axis, that would be cool. Anyway, I'm at home, so I'm going to back it in here and get in the house and wait for the trading day to open. I enjoyed it, Keith, and KO4NH and KN4CHY, W4DJW. You guys take care. Be safe.
Good time, and I'm going to have to be heading out here, heading to the plant here in a few minutes. Yeah, my actual job title is process engineer. That's what I was brought up in the engineering for, but I do more design work nowadays, so, and I do process engineering. I still do a little bit of that, but mostly design work. Anyway, good talking to you guys, and we'll catch y'all later. Y'all have a great day. 73 to KN4CHY. I'll be clear on y'all's phone.
But I'll be driving around for a little bit longer, listening on the repeater at least. This is KO4NH 73, gentlemen. Hope all you have a great day. This is KO4NH. I'll be clear.
W4FCM. W4FCM listens. W4FCM.
KD4FDI.
Great, KD4FDI, W4FCM.
Got this 2-meter icon, IC2350, up and running, a little red antenna, so.
Okay, well, good to hear you, really. You're full quieting, maybe a tiny bit of a hum, but it's no big deal, you sound good. Okay, you can try to work before the rain comes, 12 o'clock.
Get out of here, got a lot going on, so I've got to get that done, and her grandparents are heading over this way, so they're going to stay with us for a little bit.
Okay, I think that's probably the fan. I hear things got a loud fan in it. It goes, but it's no big deal. Love you, so be careful. Now you want to get out of there and work, and thanks for being on. Yeah, going to rain starting 12 o'clock, so then it'll be a stormy day tomorrow. KD4FDI, love you, and thanks, guys, for letting us use a repeater. W4FCM.
How are you doing today?
In the mail. Busy day, huh? Retired.
What's wrong with that? You paid your dues, so it's good you can hang out. I was going to ask you something else. I forgot. How was your foot looking?
Yeah, go back Thursday. Looking really good. I'm really encouraged. He is too, so looking better every week. So I'm pretty sure the people praying W4FCM.
All right. Well, catch you later, and hope you have a great day. Thanks for talking to me, and glad I got this thing up and running.
Yeah, I'm glad you got it going. Just read the pod black negative and plugged it in. Yeah, good deal. Love you. Thanks for being there. W4FCM, sign, give a shower, and start my busy day.
That's plugged into the wall with this Rubbermaid converter here. They got the plugged into like the cigarette lighter thing attachment, whatever that is, and then plugged into the wall.
Get a little wall wart, that's what that is, 6 second on this, no big deal. Yeah, a little wall wart. Fan is working, but you got two options. You got a battery for emergency backup and that when the power's on. It's a good deal. You're in good shape.
It's good to go, so I like it. I'll be on tomorrow morning, so all right, I love you. Have a great day. W4FCM, KD4FDI.
And hope you have a good visit with their grandparents. W4FCM, signing, Dick Masharin, get the day going here.